The Culinary Institute of America is one of the premier culinary schools in the world. Founded in 1946, the Institute offers a wide array of degree options, including courses in culinary, baking, and pastry arts. Classes are also offered to working industry professionals.
And today, we welcome one of the CIA's leaders, Dr. Michael Sperling. Dr. Sperling is Vice President of Academic Affairs at the CIA. Let me just tell you, that's sort of usually the head academic man, responsible for providing leadership in academic administration and faculty management.
Dr. Sperling joined the CIA administration in 2012 after serving 5 years as Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs at Mercy College in Dobbs Ferry, New York. He joins us this morning to talk about new academic programs and the pleasures of visiting this beautiful campus, and we welcome Michael Sperling to the roundtable. Thank you very much for having us here.
Well, thank you so much for being here. It's really a pleasure to have you on this beautiful winter spring day.
Wow.
As I saw snow falling walking over here.
I know.
I said, something's wrong here.
Does the campus always smell this good? Is it, or did you just do this for us?
No, not just for you. It's an occupational hazard of working at the CIA. You may throw the window open at 9:30 in the morning to get a little fresh air, and the smell of roasted garlic hits you, and it's hard to keep working sometimes.
Well, for those people who are listening, you're a very trim fellow. You look like you're in good shape. And so the question then is, how do you do that when you're around here?
Well, you know, we eat all good foods, but not necessarily in high volume. So you try and balance things.
Speaking of balancing things, tell us a little bit about how you balance everything that you have to do in the day-to-day operations of this place.
Well, this place is a pleasure to work with, to work at. The people here are incredible. I've worked at other colleges. I've never worked at a place where the students are more motivated and purposeful, where the faculty are more motivated and purposeful. This is really quite a special place. And, you know, we're simultaneously a college, in some ways a traditional college like any other traditional residential college, offering a range of foundational courses in the arts and sciences. And at the same time, we're a very specialized institution that offers, really, we think, the country's and the world's best culinary and baking pastry education. So blending those two is a really creative challenge.
What do you see your primary role as being, of what you want to accomplish?
There's two things. One is to really maintain CIA's position of excellence. You know, it's very easy to say, every college is going to say, it's sort of a condition of sale, that we have great faculty and great facilities and, you know, everything is wonderful. But making that real, you know, having a foundation that really speaks to that is what it's about. So it's not just a word when we talk about excellence here. We're always looking to reach higher, because the reaching higher process keeps us really strong. So that's a foundation, and our foundation in culinary and baking pastry arts is just, you know, paramount to us. But in addition to that, we've been building out lots of programming in the last few years in particular that's really reflective of where the food world is going. And the food world is just deepening and broadening in so many ways. So in our bachelor's programs in particular, which come after our foundational associate's degrees in culinary or baking, we now have majors in management, culinary science, applied food studies. And we have all sorts of concentrations available to students as well. They can go off to one of our other campuses and study farm-to-table cooking or Latin cuisines. On this campus, they're involved in an entrepreneurship concentration where they develop out a restaurant concept and actually, you know, create that for a four-month period. So this expansion of the curriculum is really so consistent with what's happening in the food world.
Now, don't get me wrong. I love what you do here. I really do. And as an academic myself for a lot of years, I know that jealousy between institutions sometimes happens. And it's so easy for professors who are turning over the yellow pages to say, applied studies. During this thing, I happen to be a huge fan of applied studies and have practiced them myself for years. But how do you deal with that? Is there an institutional danger that they can, quote, get you because you're not intellectual enough?
No, not at a place like CIA in particular, because most institutions, most colleges around this country, if 5% of their curriculum is experiential. This is sort of a new buzzword in higher education. We want to engage experiential learning in the curriculum.
Sure.
most institutions, if they have 5 or 10%, they think 10% is sort of the pinnacle of experiential learning at most institutions.
Internships,
yes. In classes, going out, learning on locations, being in you know, applied settings. So actually, increasingly, colleges are recognizing you need to blend that, but they do it on a very small basis. For us, 50%, 60% of our curriculum and our instruction is deeply experiential. So we consider that actually a great point of pride and something that makes the learning really, really powerful for our students.
Do you, it just seems in putting together the show and in writing the scripts and so forth, that you realize how many of your faculty and staff are alum from the CIA. So do you look at that? I would think you would be very proud of that, number
Absolutely.
One. And number two, I mean, do you think of that going into it when you're actually teaching them, okay, that not only are we putting these people out to do whatever within this industry that is great, but that also someday they'll come back and give back.
Absolutely. We love having our alums as faculty members. They never come directly from training here.
Right.
We always, you know, mandate at least a significant period where they're out in the world experiencing the broad food industry. But we love that. And you know, like faculty at any institution, we think our students are, as a rule, are really strong, but there's always a few that particularly stand out. And any faculty member here, any faculty member at any institution will say, you know, a few come through and they're really, really stars. And a lot of those stars do end up coming back and teaching with us, or going on to other great things.
You know, Joe, that is a great question, because most academic institutions say, you know, okay, but if I did a PhD at NYU, which I did, then we don't want people from the own. But Harvard, I think, is an exception. And I think the reason it's an exception is they consider themselves the best.
Right.
And I think that's true here, too.
I mean, we do. It's easy to say that. You got to work really, really hard to keep that real, but we believe that.
When it comes to the vision, you're growing. We were just saying that it's been 4 years since we've been here, so there's new campuses since then. Is that always in the sight lines of, okay, we want to grow here, but we also want to, I mean, here meaning Hyde Park, but also grow as a global institution as well?
Yes and no. We have three other campuses, as you may know. We have campus in Napa Valley, gorgeous location, San Antonio, Texas, and Singapore. But we're not about growing and opening campuses all over. That is absolutely not where we are. We're really about having a few core strong locations, and when we talk about growth, marginally, we can grow numbers in a few of our programs. Some of them we don't have any room for growth, but it's really growing quality and opportunity. So that's really what we talk about with growth. And you know what's really happened over the last few decades? CIA started as a trade school in the very best sense of the word, as a trade school in New Haven, Connecticut, designed to educate veterans coming back from World War II. That was the mission, and that's what happened for the first few years. And ever since then, we have gradually developed and blossomed into much more of a collegiate environment, while still retaining the best of properties of a trade school. So we were the first culinary school in the country to have a degree program, an associate's degree.
Mm-hmm.
We were the first to have a bachelor's degree in culinary arts. You know, these firsts, it's not that we're just looking to be the first in something, but we're looking to continue to challenge ourselves and grow in strong ways.
Is it expensive to come here?
It is actually less expensive than many private institutions, but we are a private institution.
Sure.
So, you know, there is a fair amount of cost. We offer grants and scholarships, like many other institutions. So, you know, we work hard to make it affordable, both need-based, merit-based scholarships.
But some of these places, some of the major institutions in this country are up to $60,000 a year now. You're not there.
No, we're not there. We're not there, absolutely. We're considerably less costly than that, even though it's still real dollars.
When it comes to the, you mentioned the other campuses. Your work is specifically on this campus, or does your work overlap to the other campuses and the academic structure as a whole?
My work is fundamentally on this campus, but our academic structure is one throughout the campuses. So I do have a role with the other campuses. The curriculum. Development, curriculum quality variables, we really generate those from this campus in collaboration with the others. So the CIA degree, the associate's degree, is the same degree at all the campuses. It's not a different program or different courses at the other campuses.
Now, following up on that, Joe's good question, and that is, when you send somebody from here, there's a sort of interchangeability in your program. If somebody wants to study wine, they may go to Napa, right?
Particularly at the bachelor's level. We have this semester-away program, so students in the third of their fourth semester can go to Napa and study advanced wines and beverages for a full semester and live in Napa. No additional tuition, you know, basically no additional costs. They can go to Napa and study farm-to-table cooking. Larry Forgione, Chef Forgione, one of the great American chefs in general and in the farm-to-table movement, he runs that program. So they're in the fields planting and harvesting each week, and then they have a pop-up restaurant on the weekend with a menu built around what they've harvested.
So if you get a chance, if a student comes to you and says, you know, my uncle knows this guy, he's the top chef in the world, and I want to do an internship with him, can they?
Yes, because in the associate's program,
yes,
students spend two semesters on campus, then they have to go off for one semester to a full-time externship, we call it, in a restaurant or it could be an R&D company, a whole variety of establishments in this country or around the world, and then they come back for the last two semesters. So, again, part of the experiential training. We give them a foundation, they go off and apply that, learn from the food world, and then come back and learn more.
Well, we thank you very much for sharing with us, and we're going to let you go back to work. I assume you're very, very... I saw all the signs for admissions day, so are you... or open house?
We are. We're, you know, we actually admit students year-round. We have 13... entry dates a year for our associate degree students every 3 weeks, and 13 graduations a year after almost 2 years that they're here. So
really,
we know how to do graduations very well.
And when you turn somebody down, could it end up as a Law and Order episode?
Well, we'll hope not.
Wow!
You'll be back here quickly if it does on a story.
Murder in the kitchen.
Hope not.
Dr. Michael Sperling is Vice President of Academic Affairs at the CIA. Thank you very much for being with us. Next up, we'll find out what a pop-up restaurant is. You're listening to the Roundtable's live broadcast from the Culinary Institute of America on WAMC.